PJ Harvey is an English band led by singer and songwriter Polly Jean Harvey. Harvey's first two albums are among the most highly praised collections of recent years, and a new one called To Bring You My Love is being touted as her commercial breakthrough. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
I was born in the desert. I've been down for years. Jesus, come closer. I think my time is near. And I've traveled over dry earth and floods, hell and high water, to bring you my love.
The low, raw throatiness of Polly Jean Harvey's voice has a kind of bleak allure. She draws you in almost in spite of yourself, because you know you're not in for a jolly good time. Harvey puts herself through the ringer, and she's bound and determined to drag you through it with her.
Lover had to leave me, cross the desert plain, turn to me, his lady, tell me love away, call in Jesus, please.
If Harvey's most obvious vocal influence is Patti Smith, and her voice is often remarkably similar to Smith's flat-toned urgency, Harvey's music is all her own. Her most frequent strategy is to take a very short, blunt riff and repeat it over and over, working out endless variations on it. One way to hear this is as an Englishwoman's homage to American blues. In this context, a song like Long Snake Moan is Harvey's version of Muddy Waters or John Lee Hooker. Polly Jean Harvey's songs are all about surrendering to emotion as an intellectual choice. She's forever exercising her option to lose herself in a swirl of passion. In lots of places on this collection, she invokes Christ as a savior, but also with a romantic fervor that verges on the profane. At other times, she presents herself as an apparent victim, as variously a jilted lover, as a mother whose daughter has been stolen from her, as a prostitute brutalized by her pimp, who then lashes out with a fury that no one in her life could ever have suspected her capable of. All of this combines to give Polly Jean Harvey's music a force and sense of surprise that's constantly compelling.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.